They hired actors to do like a script, like they were actual Kumo employees. And they're sitting in the break room and they're like, well, hey, man, we don't need a union here at Kumo.
This is the Labor Radio Podcast Daily for Thursday, September 14th.
That's what opened a lot of people's eyes to the fact that it was against the law. I mean, it went as far as to the board ruling that Kumo had to allow me to come stand inside the break room to read off all of the charges. So the workers are standing there looking at me, standing there with a USW shirt on, and the HR manager is reading out how they broke the law and that all of the things that they will not do going forward.
That's from Solidarity Works, a podcast from the United Steelworkers on the Labor Radio Podcast Network, laborradionetwork.org. On today's labor calendar, tune in at 1 o'clock this afternoon for this week's edition of the Labor Heritage Power Hour right here on WPFW 89.3 FM. In today's labor history, on this date in 1929, Ella Mae Wiggins, a textile mill striker and songwriter and the mother of nine, was killed when local vigilantes, thugs, and a sheriff's deputy forced the pickup truck in which she was riding off the road and began shooting. Today's labor quote is from the marker on Ella Mae Wiggins' grave in the Bessemer City Cemetery, which reads, "She died carrying the torch of social justice." The Labor Radio Podcast Daily is supported by our friends at Union Plus. You'll find out more at unionplus.org. This has been Chris Garlock for the Labor Radio Podcast Network.